welcome back to the final stretch. George's is flying by so fast today. But the question that we asked before the break was, who is Rockefeller beholden to?
Yeah, and thanks again for that. By the way, I wanted to point out that Bill Gates spends millions, hundreds of millions on funding chem spraying, and you can hear him talk about that proudly. You know, depopulation, big on his, and Oprah is in on it. I know we're going to get attacked again, Roxy. I got unbelievably attacked last time, the day after I was on your show, and I expect nothing but the same again. And when you hit the real truth, it really threatens a lot of people, and they tend to retaliate. Like what they are, it's the immature, you know, the unfully fledged, fully grown sort of humans that they apparently are. But I don't know a lot about that, but I have been told by good sources who have a great deal of knowledge in spiritual areas, in particular arenas, that it's the Pope and the Catholic Church, the Roman Church, the ancient Roman Church has been in charge forever.
The Vatican.
Yes. They have the largest, most extensive library and collection of information on the planet, far surpassing.
Well, from what I'm seeing in the last few years, I think that they're losing interest in the world on a number of levels, and they're losing investors. So that's a more positive thing as we go through this change. And also, George, we do have a caller. His name is Steve Travesty. He's also a host. Welcome to the show, Steve, and thanks for joining us.
Howdy, Roxy. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
It's great. Do you have a question?
Yeah. You know, I've been hearing about all this stuff. You know, we spent a lot of time in the truth movement, you know, getting down to the bottom of it, you know, like who's at what, where's the money going, what's actually happening, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and, you know, so much of this information is almost recapped for me with the level of research I've done. My question, what I want to bring to the table is that we know so much, it would seem really hard that you can't formulate a quote unquote takedown strategy. You know, so I was hoping to maybe tap that vein of conversation. Pure example would be, say chemtrails, right? Well, these planes obviously have to fly to and from places, meaning, you know, if you track them long enough, you'll figure out what airfield they're at, especially if you can follow the money and you know who owns what airfields. Second, they're using things like barium, strontium, aluminum. Who's giving them the barium, strontium, aluminum? Can you do something about them? You know, you start pinching at their resources, making them less capable of doing what they
can
do.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is attacking them, or not really attacking them, but responding and to them in kind. And I take a different point of view, that they're not really spiritually fully grown up people, and I've got so many friends all over the world, New Zealand and everywhere, and they go, well, they're just not grown up. They haven't, they're sort of stuck in their adolescence or their childhood in different ways developmentally. And so I don't look at fighting them in their playing field like that. I get where you're coming from, and we need warriors like you. We need warriors because it gets things done and it gets people aware of issues and said, I'm just not one of them. I'm more on a spiritual level.
If they're acting like children effectively, then we come in and we act like adults. We come in and we say, listen, you have not shown the maturity, the responsibility, and the capability of playing with your toys and playing nice with others.
Exactly.
We're taking them away. And we're going to administer the appropriate punishment for your behavior.
Well, yeah, I don't believe in punishment, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you totally. Yeah, I mean, I don't punish people. It's up to people to be self, to be autonomous and self-directing and to be self-cognizant and aware. I may help somebody, I may not help somebody, I may cast someone adrift. But I hear where you're coming from. I'm not saying if somebody goes out and kills somebody that, you know, we don't do something to them. I'm not saying that at all. But
I agree. A perfect example, I think, of what you're saying, Steve, is the oil industry. The oil industry is so huge, and there have been so many over the last three decades trying to change that, trying to change the addiction that we have to oil, if you will. But when companies are so big, or corporations, I should say, or perhaps like the military, who is in bed with the corporations, who are in bed with the government, to find all of this compartmentalized, where are they getting the aluminum? Where are they getting this? Where are they getting that? Where do they make it? Where do they cook it up? Where are they get, you know, the whole thing. It sounds like the war on drugs to me. You know, it just, it's so compartmentalized that I think we could literally spend a lifetime trying to track it all down and still really get nowhere.
Right. So I just say, well,
we're getting nowhere because we're not doing anything with the information.
I disagree with you. Yes, we are, Steve. The information is, for many years, the information has found itself in the hands of government, in the hands of leaders, in the hands of corporations, in the hands of you name it. But look it, isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that Bill Gates, who is the second richest man in the world, is part of that game, or people like Oprah Winfrey, let's say, that some of the richest people in the world. And that's what we're up against. The secrecy that is here, the secrecy involved in these multi-tiered global attacks, all right? Unreal.
Understanding is illumination, is understanding uncovers all the criminal behavior. So to get at your last point, caller, that you said, what's it do to have all this information? Well, it does what Roxy said, and it also does everybody who's listening and everybody who listens to our propagations of this, the YouTubes and everything else and MP3s, it's waking people up. For us to know about it and to talk about it wakes other people up. And another thing it does is it leads to the understanding of the situation, and understanding always breaks down whatever horror was happening. Understanding is truth, and truth reigns over all. They can't fight it. No, but nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop logic and truth. And so that's what it does. It does a lot of good, even though, well, maybe you can't go stop chemtrailing from coming overhead. Getting on a radio program like this can do a huge amount and bring in new listeners and new people being aware and so on. And we you learn, we all learn.
George, I think you're right, and I know you're right, and I'll tell you something. You know, when we first started a couple of years ago on Facebook, 2-3 years ago, I couldn't even get anyone to email me a photo of a chemtrail. No one even really knew what they were. And, of course, you know, the joke of it today is now you can't stop people from it. And I also get what Steve, you know, the caller is saying as well, because once you open that door, it's a Pandora's box, if you will, but it's also a door to the subconscious. Once you get people talking about it, and, yes, it can be really boring for me personally to see people just arguing and throwing all this barium and strontium and aluminum subjects around, and, you know, it gets really cuckoo, and then everybody's fighting one another, blah, blah, blah. But those who have been in the movement, those who have the literature, those who have put together PDF files, those who have brought out of the woodwork that would have never been found by the public, documents such as owning the weather by 2025, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, give us a little bit of a break. Most of us have only been doing this for a couple of years, and we've come a far cry from 2011 to now. Awareness is there. So give us a little bit of a break, I would say. Give humanity a pat on the back, because this thing, they've been cooking up these schemes for 50 years. It's only taken us a couple of years to unravel at least part of it. So you know, that's what I have to say, you know, and it's proof positive moving forward. There are those who are out in the streets, and they are going to Parliament, and they are going to the government, and they're not going to stop. So, Steve, there is a progression. It's happening quickly. And it's not only chemtrails. It's a multitude of
And so when someone like the caller goes out and gets really animated about burrowing in and unearthing who's doing what and what the sources are and who's been, see, this just opens up more and more thousands and hundreds of thousands of people's eyes to it at all levels of society, where we may be hitting one or two or three or four levels of society, and then you get down among the workers that, you know, somebody's loading aluminum onto those planes, and all of a sudden they're waking up and becoming hip. So the work that someone like the caller is doing is vitally important, being what I just called it, a warrior. That's vitally important. I just can't do everything, so I work at where I'm sort of my area. And, you know, I wanted to make a point, though, Roxy, about before we closed off about the Vatican and the Roman churches. They have one of the finest telescopes on the planet out there in your part of the country, and they named it Lucifer, right? So, you know, there's a lot going on with those people.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty kooky. The idea that we are moving towards this whole awareness zone is, I think, you know, and I think that you agree with this, George. You know, there is a different approach. And I do see this, you know, this isn't the approach of the Vietnamese War, where people got out in the streets and really started fighting and beating each other up and throwing, you know, this is the movement. And I like to call it all under one umbrella of a movement. The global revolution movement is quite different. I think it's more subtle. Yes, we did see some upheavals in Occupy, you know, when they got out in the streets, and of course on Wall Street. And, you know, you brought up a good point about Soros, you know, funding the opposition and so forth and so forth. I mean, it's always going to be that way. That's called social engineering, and social engineering has always been in place.
Right.
The good news is that for the most part, and yes, people will argue back and forth and get all feisty on Facebook and I'm going to block you and, you know, blah, 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 you know, using all the Facebook funny terms and so forth. And you can get, you know, but it's eliciting something. And what it's eliciting is it's opening up people to the idea that 9/11, you know, going all the way back to Kennedy. I mean, there are some, I think it was Jesse Ventura that had mentioned, if you could prove that the assassination of Kennedy came from inside the U.S., it would be all over. And that was Jesse Ventura that said that, I'm pretty sure. Steve, did you have something to add?
That's effectively been proven, just nobody wants to believe it.
Well, you sound real negative. I mean, I don't even know you, but the caller, you sound like you have a very antagonistic, negative approach. That's okay. Just I don't need it. I'm not on that same level of I'm at a lower level or whatever. I'm not saying.
Right.
I don't mean to sound negative. I'm just high strung.
Yeah, you are. Well, smile.
Yeah.
And change your picture on Skype because you look mean. Change it to a smile, Steve, because I hear you're a really nice guy.
put a smile on there with a sunshine.
Listen, I've got to take another call. You can hang in there with us, Steve, if you want to. There's a 313 call. Welcome to the Truth Tonight Talk Radio Show. What can we do for you? What's your name?
Hey, this is Lisa from Michigan.
Hi, Lisa from Michigan. Do you have a question?
Well, comment, question, yes, both. I'm a TI from Michigan. And
what is a TI?
A targeted individual.
Okay.
Victim of gang stalking and electronic harassment. And before I learned what a TI is and what was happening to me, I went to the church for help. I went to several Catholics and Methodists, Christian. And one individual within the church, well, none of the pastors would help me. But one individual within the church told me that I need to do some drugs. I need to do some drugs for some time period to get past what I'm going through. Now, she meant these SSRIs. She hinted to that I have to do some drugs in order to get through.
Whoever you're talking to sounds just like a medical doctor. Because, you know, I went to MD. You go in there and you're slightly anxious or nervous, and that's the first thing they're pushing is SSRIs on you, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Paxil, Prozac type drugs. And those are hallucinogenic drugs. They are hallucinogenics. So anyway, continue.
Well, that was basically my comment. And I had actually been in the pharmaceutical field for on and off for some time, you know, just basically working in a pharmacy. And I just been around prescription drugs, and I've noticed, you know, the behaviors of some people who need several medications from wake up to go to sleep. You know, they had maybe 20 different medications to the ones that were taking the SSRIs. And I've known some who just randomly take the Ritalin and the Adderall just to get through the day. And I couldn't understand someone like that, but I just knew that was part of some of the topics tonight. And I just wanted to make that comment on a member of the church. A member of the church who told me I need to do some drugs just to get past what I'm going through as a TI, and it.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
It's just horrendous. I don't have demonstrable proof of this, but it's my understanding that once you're on an SSRI, you're basically on it for life. But I have some friends who have told me their mothers were on it, and they switched the drug, and then she wanted to start. She started wanting to kill everybody or kill herself. And
yes,
I've read so many examples of that, and you're always sort of on it, even if they change your levels downward slowly. But over 95% of all the mass shootings in the United States in the last 20 years involved SSRIs. So the
interesting that they were just going to pass a bill, you know, with this gun law, and basically you could see what was coming down the pipeline, because isn't it interesting that the only big shootings involved SSRIs, you know, psychotropic drugs and antidepressants. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing was going to be a level of a background check. And my thinking went straight to, wait a minute, if you're on any of these types of drugs, they're going to use that as an excuse to not give you a license to carry a defense, you know, a gun. So you see, it's all one big sort of craziness. But Lisa, I'm glad that you opted out on that one.
I got out of that church, and I've never gone back, because I couldn't understand a church pushing drugs. That didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think it goes back to what George was saying about who's really running the show, and being, if it is the Vatican, boy, think about this, people.
Well, it's well known also that the ministers across the United States are being subverted, and they're telling their flocks, their congregations, to go along with various aspects of these programs, and, you know, like giving up your right to bear arms, for example. And so that's the only thing. I mean, that's what comes to mind for when the caller mentions it would happen in a church, that the ministers are being subverted there by the same money and the same kind of people. So,
absolutely. Lisa, we've only got about 4 more minutes with our guests. So was there anything else that you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to mention, keep doing what you're doing. That is it. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll keep listening.
Well, you know what? You've got a deal.
All right.
We just made a deal over the air right there.
Yes.
Thanks, Lisa. You have a good night. Thanks for your interest in the show, and thanks for calling.
All right.
So, you know, here we are back to, you know, this big picture. And, George, I sure did enjoy you coming on the program tonight. We just took a walk, and it obviously really interested a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm happy with, I'm thrilled with how many people are calling and in the chat and visiting, and new listeners coming in, people who emailed me. And we have an old friend of mine, a special friend of mine, is taping to get a clean MP3 for us, and hopefully that'll all come out, and thanks to him. And I want to remind people to come to visit www.officialgeorgemcclure.com for all my music things. I have a new video up on YouTube. It's not a live video, but a new video of a song in my Playboy Swing album. It's called Mis Pensamientos. It's written in English and in Spanish. It's true Borderlands music, excuse me, and it's what could loosely be called a corrido. It's a romantic corrido about the Tucson and northern Mexico area, and that's on YouTube, so you can listen to it. Mis Pensamientos means my thoughts, and let me see, and then for all things George McClure, you can go to www.georgemcclure.net. You can read the Journal of the Collapse. There are some new entries at the bottom, ones including Dr. Death and him, this guy trying to put SSRIs on me. Interesting that the caller was on the same topic, and that happened to me recently. And the connections between gun control and SSRI, like you brought up, Roxy. And also another article I wrote to the bankers. It's just a letter, and it's a summary. It's all the way at the bottom. The new entries on Journal of the Collapse are at the bottom, so you can go to that, scroll all the way to the bottom, and read that. And that's actually a letter I actually wrote to one of the big 5 banks in the United States with whom I'm in sort of unpleasant.
Well, George, we're out of time, and we've got to get going, and we'll have the show for everybody later on tonight, and the video, and, of course, an article with all the information that you just gave us, and I want to thank you for your work, and thank you for taking the time to join us, you know, and
my pleasure.
It's always
fun.
It's always fun. It's always a great conversation, you know what I mean? So, again, thank you. George McClure was our guest this evening. You're listening to The Truth Denied Talk Radio. And I'm Roxy Lopez. Have a wonderful week. We do have this Friday Patty Greer. And she's going to be talking about crop circles. She's a phenomenal woman. So I look forward to hearing her interview on Friday. Everyone, have a great week. And we'll see you soon.